Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Education in Emergencies and Gender Equality by Eva Iverson and Elsie Ostergaard. Evidence shows how a gender-responsive approach can alleviate the particular risks that face girls and boys during crisis and displacement. Major achievements have been made worldwide to ensure education rights for both girls and boys. When crisis or disaster erupt or people have to flee, however, these achievements are jeopardized. Statistical data on displaced people's access to education is difficult to obtain, and statistical information that is disaggregated by sex even more scarce. In a country like South Sudan, for example, which has suffered many years of war, violent conflict and displacements, it is estimated that 75% of girls are not enrolled in primary education. Footnote 1. Emergency situations may change existing gender dynamics and affect boys and girls differently, but most often, conflict reinforces existing barriers to education, which in turn tend to reinforce gender disparities. Evidence from Oxfam IBIS's Education in Emergencies programming, which is based on a framework for analysing and addressing barriers to gender equality in education, footnote 2, identifies several such barriers. Gender stereotypes and the devaluing of girls' education. Men are traditionally supposed to be breadwinners, while women are expected to become mothers and wives, and their education is therefore considered less important. Although progress has been made in terms of promoting gender equality in education, in a time of crisis or displacement, the gains that have been made in a stable context can sometimes be lost. Response efforts focus on other areas, meaning it is difficult to ensure education is prioritised. And when education is delivered in an emergency, it is often hard to find the resources to continue specific efforts and initiatives to promote gender equality that have been implemented by states and non-governmental organisations. Gender stereotypes and economic factors. Poor families generally tend to prioritise the education of boys, and in crisis situations, they are even less likely to support girls' education. When families are displaced, both boys and girls may be forced to drop out or stay out of school to support themselves or their family by taking on jobs or engaging in prostitution. Or parents may arrange marriages for girls at an early age.